What Witch, This, That, or the Other? From Bonnaroo to Coachella, traversing the music festival landscape can be tricky. That's where we come in with high fives for everyone. The What Podcast with Brad Barry, Lord Taco, dedicated to exploring the entire festival scene.
Brad has worked in the radio industry for more than 20 years and currently lives in Brooklyn, where he is program director for three stations, including one in New York, one in Detroit, and one in Miami.
Barry's been a reporter for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, covering all aspects of the entertainment industry since 1987. That's before you were born.
Lord Taco, the smart guy who makes these podcasts on our website at thewhatpodcast.com work, also really good at identifying babies, loves blue-haired moms, PBR, and his beautiful Volkswagen bus.
We all fell in love with the Bonnaroo Festival years ago, not only because of the amazing bands that play there every year, but also because of the incredible community spirit that has developed around it. Radiate positivity.
And we really like talking about the inside baseball stuff when it comes to putting on a huge music festival. So join us.
You can hear the What Podcast on the Consequence Podcast Network or anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
a podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift.
I'm MK Ashford.
And I'm Cressy Cornis.
And we're back for Swiftie Confessions round three. It's a big deal.
Yeah, we got some excellent write-ins. Only two of you provided your pronouns. Tisk tisk. So if we misgender you, that's on you. No apologies.
Wow.
No take backs. That's on you.
Yeah,
you said
I don't
it
know
so
if
many
we can
times.
Say, I don't know if we can say they the whole time. I'll try.
We're going to do our gosh darn best. But that's okay because we've got some great hot takes we're going to read through, react to, and even share our own. MK, are you going to share a Swiftie confession today?
I will. I can. I'm up for the challenge. I feel as though we share our Swiftie confessions bi-weekly, but...
For sure.
I mean, we'll try to get some really hot takes in there today.
Oh, I have something to share with the class that I haven't shared yet. That's new that I told you about this weekend.
Because you watched the movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not sure I know what you mean.
It's like crazy that you don't remember everything I've ever done in my entire life. It's like really rude,
or
actually.
Or everything you ever said to me.
Yeah, it's right. Kind of messed up. Okay, let's go back and forth reading these. Do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, okay. So first one is from Brittany, who says, my Swiftie confession is I never liked Joe, probably because I was a theater kid growing up and I can see right through theater boys, too moody and into their art, LOL. The only reason I even respected him was because our girl loved him so much. Needless to say, I'm ready for... the torture poets department / to hear the real story. Team Tavis forever, especially because I'm from Cleveland. That's fun.
Hell yeah. I love Joe slander.
Yeah, I do too. And I like understand that we don't always need to slander him, but I agree. I think he is such a theater kid.
Yeah. In a very derogatory way.
Yeah. I don't know many theater kids personally, but I like that she confirmed what I think. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brittany.
All right, let's listen to Ivy's. Ivy said, I'm Ivy, like the song on Evermore. I think I've heard that one before. And absolutely love this podcast. I've been a listener since the first episodes, and it's my guilty pleasure. Thank you, Ivy. That's so sweet. My confession is more of a pipe dream, but I really hope Taylor has a big 2016-style 4th of July party this year. She's been back in the public eye more than ever now, and I think she and Travis can make it even better than her old ones. Not likely that'll happen, just my hope for her. She deserves to party after everything she's gone through. Thank you so much, Cressy and MK, for so many amazing episodes, and I'm excited to see what you have in store for GFAW in the future. Thank you, Ivy.
I like this one. I kind of hope it comes true, too. I hope Ivy just manifested that for us.
That would be so iconic. That would actually... that might like impact the election if they did this, like the political implications that would happen. I they could really change society.
It would
the
be
patriotism.
Crazy.
that would come from this.
It would be
America's
really
Sweetheart, and Travis Kelce's there, who's also famous, famous football player. Like, the Americanness of it all, it could be catastrophic.
They're a classic American couple for sure.
Yeah. Which is weird because I feel like there is a certain political group that doesn't like them, which I don't get because they're like a capitalist dream. Don't you think?
Capitalist queen and king.
Yeah.
He's promoting everything. He's got so many brand deals.
Yeah. It's literally like a cheerleader dating the quarterback of the football team. Like, it's classic American core. I don't know why people hate it.
Americana. Next up is Kayla, who did provide her pronouns. What a queen.
Thank
Kayla you. Kayla Cressy loves you. She says, I believe that all passionate Swifties are really just ashamed. Wait, what is a Swiftist? I didn't realize that. I thought that was a typo. What's a Swiftist?
I'm assuming that's like a racist, but for Swifties.
You're against Taylor Swift.
I haven't heard that either, but I find it quite silly. It's a very silly term. I'm here for it.
That's really funny. Okay, sorry, Kayla, starting over. I believe that all passionate Swiftists are really just ashamed Swifties. There's this guy, and much like a Taylor Swift song, we always kind of almost maybe mutually telepathically know that we like each other. Probably. That sounds unsure, Kayla. All right. It's been this way for a really long time. He's always teased me about being a Swiftie, like a cynical, critical, indie cool guy does. Taylor's overrated. She's so mid. Rap, rap, rap. I've also never heard anyone say rap, rap, rap for like blah, blah, blah.
I think she's implying that he, like, insert discussion about why rap music is better than anything Taylor's doing. Like, blah, 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 rap music, rap music.
I'm, like, really not getting this. Okay. Well, a few weeks ago, my best friend, who happens to be a Spotify playlist stalker, found him with a completely Taylor playlist and took a screenshot and sent it to me. And I sent it to him saying, this you?
Oh.
And he panically replied, ah, I was just about to make it private. Fuck. And now I'm the only one in the entire world who knows that he secretly listens to Taylor all the time, along with Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, and Bruno Mars. The other day we texted each other back and forth the entire song lyrics of Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. His friends have no clue. Just me, that friend, and now G-Fall.
Kayla, you should have named him. Should have named him.
That is a good confession. That is kind of spicy. But also, I don't like him.
Yeah, I think I also hate him.
I don't like that.
I'm feeling conflicted. I need to know, how old this are guy. Y'all.
Yeah, that too. I know this guy, the cynical, critical, indie, cool guy who's Taylor Swift anyway. Ew.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, and it's annoying.
Yeah, we got the whole Red album about this.
Yeah. So, I don't like him, actually, but good for you. Way to publicly embarrass him. No, actually, you should post that somewhere. Actually,
yeah. So that's, send him the link to this. Make him rate us 5 stars. 5 stars or we release your name.
5 stars or we DM the playlist to all your friends.
JK. Okay, now let's hear a confession from Caroline. A very creepy, invasive, scary theory I also have is that I am a Taylor Swift and Joe Jonas is that I am Taylor Swift and Joe Jonas's child because of that July 9th basically lining up with my birthday and Taylor having been at my birth date the month that I was born.
Seems plausible. I think all the evidence is lining up.
Yeah.
And I see no other explanation.
I mean, the math checks out. Thank you for going to the trouble of doing the math for us, Caroline. We're on your side.
It does make sense, so.
Yeah. There's really no explanation. Yeah, congrats. You should totally sue them for parental support.
Yes. All right. Cody, friend of the pod, question mark? I think that's who it was.
This is Friends of the Pod, Cody. Cody, yes. I'm disappointed in you. Number one, no pronouns, even though we know who you are. Number two, one sentence.
Hey, he's dropping a mic and he's leaving. He's going to say what he has to say, and that's it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It is a hot take. Picture to Burn is her best track to date.
Me in the ninth grade.
I could barely say it without like shaking my voice from like giggling.
It's definitely like me in the ninth grade energy. I'll say that.
Which version?
Oh.
and no, I don't.
Is it the homophobic version, Cody?
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't mean Taylor's version.
No. We have another confession from Natalie. Natalie wrote, I like debut more than Evermore. Sorry. That's valid, Natalie. I personally feel like you can't compare them.
This one's right up there with Cody's. Debut stands back to back. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think they're comparable, but I guess you have to compare them all, you know? We ranked all her songs, so.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it. All right. Next confession is anonymous. Comes from someone who named themselves 27 and Scared.
This is so like Frasier coded. Like we're a radio host right now. So this is so Sleepless in Seattle. I love it.
I am 26 and Scared, so I feel that.
Same.
He also provided his pronouns, so king behavior. 27 and Scared says, I'd like to begin by saying, yes, I am a Joe Alwyn apologist. More so, I think it's gross how so many Swifties believe their input is needed. The fact that they will run with any theory and run anyone's name through the mud if they feel it was some slight against Taylor is pathetic. Honestly, no different than the barbs who dox people. This brings me to my hot take. Taylor needs to do so much more to rein in the Swifties who have taken it upon themselves to be her protectors online. They've become increasingly toxic, out of touch, and vengeful to the point that it impacts how I and many others feel as fans and how the fandom looks to the rest of the world. She has the influence to calm them down or at least set certain things straight, and I wish she would do it more. When it comes to Joe Alwyn, I think it is healthy and normal to accept that people don't work out sometimes. There doesn't always have to be a victim, and this constant victimization of Taylor by fans is nothing less than infantilization and disrespect. Them wanting different things and different kinds of lifestyles is common and doesn't say anything bad about either of them. They both had the right to be hurt and disappointed, but this constant overanalysis just leads to harassment and rumors. These rumors end up being promoted to quote-unquote fact by people with little to no control over their own lives, so they project onto these relationships and end up treating Taylor as a doll with no agency over her own life and every man she's with a potential abuser. I don't know. It just feels icky. Wow.
That was a long one, 27 and Scared. I can see why you were scared to say that, but I respect your take because there are some very toxic Swifties out there that need to touch grass.
Oh, that is literally what I was thinking the whole time. I think there's a lot of truth to this one. I wouldn't call myself a Joe Alwyn apologist. Mm-hmm. We don't know what happened there, and there could have been more than just them wanting different things. But again, we don't know what happened there, so we can't bully him. So I
not
see
to
your
his
point.
Face.
But I know I was kind of like, are you a listener? Because we be doing that sometimes.
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
Joe Alwyn has never listened to a Taylor Swift song or this podcast.
Yeah, and we also don't like the fans that are so crazy that need to touch grass and, bully people.
Yeah.
Get toxic. I also love that was so well written with so many big words that I'm proud I didn't stumble over. And then at the end it says, IDK, it just feels icky.
Very well rounded. Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Love that. Before our next confession, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Is this next one yours?
No.
It says me.
Oh, okay, I think that was my friend Caitlin.
Oh,
Because I emailed it to ourselves because she texted it to me.
Okay. Okay.
You can just act like we didn't have this conversation. And say Caitlin.
Caitlin said, unpopular opinion. I hate the Speak Now dress she wears in the movie. LOL. It is so ugly. Like, why does it look like there's another person behind it holding it up? LOL. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji. Since I famously have finally watched the Eras Tour, I will say that did cross my mind during that part. That is a very ugly dress.
She looks like she's wearing a gown shaped like a pastry.
It looks like someone took some whipped cream and just like started piling it up as high as they could.
And it looks so heavy. The way she like has to kick it when she walks, and then when she puts the guitar over it, I'm like, this doesn't look right.
It doesn't look comfortable.
Mm-mm. It looks so heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the sparkly ones more. It's not as bad as the floral one. That one is crazy.
That's fair.
She wore that once and was like, yeah, no, I was wrong for that.
I take backs. He's kind of like with Invisible String.
Yeah. Oh, but like rip, because I love that song. Okay. Hannah says, listen up. I have something to say. Last year was truly the pinnacle of live entertainment. At least it was for me. I saw many of my top artists last year, including Miss Swift and Cowboy Carter, and I'm here to settle the debate. Which tour was better? Hands down, it was Beyonce. Now, I may be biased because I was at the Monday Night Atlanta show where we were graced with Thick, All Up In Your Mind, and Drunk In Love. But
three bonuses.
Okay, yeah, I don't really like know what that means, but I'm assuming it was like surprise songs.
They're the only ones who got the like those three songs in one night.
Okay.
She just really liked that Atlanta crowd. I remember seeing all the TikToks about it the next day.
Drunk In Love is exciting. I don't really know the other two, but
anyway, carry on.
The production and energy during the Beyonce concert had my eyes glued to the stage even during costume changes and breaks. With Taylor, some of the eras had me bored and wandering off to go get a second hot dog. I did go by myself. That's a mood. I did go by myself, so I didn't have someone to share the moments with, which may be why I didn't like it as much. I will say this about the Eras Tour. I was an Archer hater until I heard it live. I get the hype now. I was wrong, and I would like to repent. Same. Literally same. I'm going to Taylor in October with someone else this time, so you'll have to have another Swifty confession after, so then I can send an update. Cressy, say hi to Stella, and MK, say hi to Mr. Mouse for me. Will do. Okay.
Lots to unpack. Where do we want to begin?
First statement is, Renaissance Tour? Yeah, was better than Eras Tour. I can't really debate that because I didn't go to the Renaissance Tour.
Same.
I can't debate it. I don't know.
I will say there is never a wrong time to go get a hot dog. If you like really feel it in your heart that you need a hot dog, then you should get a hot dog whenever you want.
I would say Reputation era is a bad time to get a hot dog.
There would be no line.
And maybe My Tears Ricochet. But whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I understand that some people got bored during like Folklore Evermore. I didn't, but I'm also crazy. So,
can I say what I got bored during when I was watching the movie? Not at the actual concert.
Sure.
Red was so boring.
Oh my God, I totally agree, actually.
Like, all of the other eras had such cool costumes and choreography and like set design. And Red was just like her in a t-shirt and like some background dancers. Like, there was nothing interesting happening.
No.
I was bored.
I keep forgetting that the Red era is going to come when I watch the movie.
Yeah.
And you like it in person because it's the fun, upbeat song. So everyone's kind of like dancing. It's high energy. But during the movie, it's like, I don't want to hear this.
And it's no one's favorites from Red. It's just the most popular songs from Red. Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to listen to this. I want to listen to State of Grace, Holy Ground. I mean, anything else from Red.
Fully agree. So fully agree.
That's my hot take with the movie. That's a good time to get a hot dog.
It is. It actually very much is. The Red era, go to the bathroom, get a hot dog.
Yeah.
The next thing about the Archer, that they were a hater until they heard it live. Agree.
I had the exact same moment. Oh, it got so much better. Yeah, it got so much better after hearing it live. Mm-hmm. And it just makes sense. Like, who could ever leave me? But who could stay? You could stay. She's talking about us. We mm-hmm. could stay.
We will stay.
And we did.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Hannah, for that juicy email full of hot takes. Let's carry on to Emily. Emily had several little confessions within her confession. So let's hear what she's got to say. Hey, besties. It's your girl, Emily Seba. She, her. Thank you, Emily. Yay, even though we know Emily. You. Friend of the show. We don't know you in person.
No, we not personally.
But like we're friends. Mutuals. Yeah, we're internet friends with Emily.
Yeah.
Longtime listener. She is at C S E A like water. C_Bahaha on all socials. I have so many confessions, so here are the most burning ones. I go on a bit of a rant for each, so buckle up. I snuck my way into getting a blue crew neck. At LA Night 3 of the Eras Tour, I arrived right as the doors were about to open to let everyone into the stadium. I was alone and determined to get my hands on the coveted blue crew neck, so I used my friendship bracelets as a secret weapon. I went up to a group of girls in the front of the line at the door to trade bracelets, and I never left. Long story short, I got my blue crew neck in under 30 minutes after the doors opened, and I don't regret it for a second. That was unethical, but I respect it.
No, that was really smart, actually, and I support that decision.
Yeah, like, you just got caught up in the moment trading friendship bracelets. Oh, am I in line now? I guess I might as well stay here.
Oh, am I next?
Oh, oops. Definitely did that in the Skybar line at Auburn University. Love skipping that line. Okay, next up. Speak Now TV getting snubbed was really a blessing in disguise. I was bitter as could be when 1989 was announced because I think that album is the most overrated album to ever exist on planet Earth. However, in the months since, I've come to realize the shortness of the Speak Now TV era really made it all the more special and magical. Think about it. We got iconic moments like a music video, the release day concert in KC, Taylor Lautner content, and an additional song added to the set. What did 1989 get? Nothing. And I really feel quite avenged by this. On top of all of this, I am so happy the general public didn't get their grimy hands all over the sacred texts that are the Speak Now tracks. When all the 1989 Vault tracks were in the top 10 of the Billboard charts, people bragged to me that Speak Now could never. And the truth is, good. I don't want them to. They are for Swifties only. Respect.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Okay. 1989 being the most overrated album on the planet is such a hot take. Oh my god.
I have no response to that.
I think it's adequately rated.
Okay. Let's wrap this up this next section about Travis and Taylor, and then we'll recap her as a whole. The obsession with Tavis is weird. I am no Joe Alwyn stan, but the stark contrast between the ways this fandom has reacted to this relationship as opposed to the privacy and respect they gave to Toe is icky to me. I get that Taylor's being more public this time, but people are giving me the ick. It just bothers me that, after the year Taylor had, the media and general public are making this seem like it's the most exciting thing she's done recently. Hello, misogyny. This is me not saying I don't like their relationship. I am saying that rewriting the historical records of my favorite songs to be about some random man on some football team grinds my gears. I will never be caught dead saying guy on the Chiefs, like ever. Also, people need to leave my Sweet Mary song out of this. I just know the moment she plays it as a surprise song with Travis in attendance, everyone's going to lose their minds. Okay, that was all of Emily's confessions. Let's discuss.
From the top.
We respect her for trading bracelets and cutting lines.
Yeah, I like that.
The Speak Now TV take, I like your positive spin on that.
Yeah, I get that. It did make it feel special.
Yeah.
And it did get a lot more than anything except for like Red, I think. So that is exciting. And I don't think that the length of the era, quote unquote, like how long she let it marinate matters as much as the content you get from it. So that's exciting.
That was gross.
You don't like the word marinate?
I don't like the way you said that.
I don't think that's a gross word.
I don't think it is either, but it just like triggered something deep, deep within me.
I'm so sorry. I'll never say it again. And then the Tavis one, like, I guess I get it. Obsession over anything she does is weird, especially relationships, good or bad. But it's really fun and like, let us have fun, you know? They're really cute together.
There are some really public psychos on TikTok, though. Like that one lady who has like Travis's schedule trying to figure out when he's going to go to the Eras tour. That's insane.
Yeah. No, people can be weird, but like the ones that just like them a lot and are supporting them. And I do like Guy on the Chiefs. It's really fun. And I don't like Joe right now. And I'm sure I won't like Joe a lot more in 2 weeks. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Also, we talked about this in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you should join. She wrote, "You're losing me," right after making the music video to "I Bet You Think About Me," where she's in the wedding dress and she posts a picture of it captioned something about champagne problems. This was days after. "I Wouldn't Marry Me Either." That just pissed me off all over again.
It's so sad. God, like, she's always spoken to us in code. We know that. And I think her messages are kind of clear about him. So yeah. I don't like him. Also, lest us not forget the great unfollowing of Joe after she met with each of her friends individually for a dinner in New York City.
Yep.
I don't like him. It seems fishy.
Yep.
So,
agreed.
Like, I get your stance, but like, Travis greater than Joe. Before our next confession, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. All right, thank you. Let's get back into it.
All right, we have two more. Let's wrap this up.
The next Swiftie confession comes from my best friend, Meg. This one's very exciting for me. It's a big win for MK. Meg says, "It's honestly embarrassing for me to say, but I denied my Taylor Swift fandom until I became friends with MK when I was 18 and she played Taylor in the car all the time." And then it's like the aw emojis with the big eyes, like with little tears, you know? Mm-hmm. Three of those. "But thankfully, she made me come to my senses, and I've been in the top 1% of listeners ever since. Love y'all."
Well, welcome, Meg. I'm glad MK could convert you.
I did that.
You're like a disciple, basically.
Yes. Yes. I'm bringing the message to people and gaining the followers for my Jesus.
Yeah. Obviously.
Whatever. Yeah. Honestly, embarrassing to hide that for yourself for so long. And
yeah.
Let it fly, you know? Be a Taylor Swift
fan. Hell yeah. Do you want to hear something gross about that emoji that she used that I think about every time I see it?
Oh, no. What? Because I like it.
I do too. I use it all the time.
Okay.
But I think about it and I'm like, whoa. You know how sometimes when you type out words, emojis will be suggested? Like if you type out flower, a flower will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
If you type "please, sir," that emoji,
comes
no.
up. I swear to God.
Ew.
I know.
That is gross.
I still use it, but every now and then I'm like, does it still do that? And I'll type in please, sir. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
Please, sir. Can I have some more?
It's so gross. All right, last one. Rowan, she, her. Thank you, Rowan. I think the TTPD is not going to be good, and the Post Malone collab should be a Shawn Mendes instead. Okay, Rowan. Whoa. Shawn had his chance with the Lover remix, and he flopped. And I say this as a Shawn Mendes apologist. Y'all know I love that Canadian. I have been ride or die for him forever. Publicly on this podcast, I love him.
We are big Shawn Mendes fans.
Yeah. Saw him live.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we did. Oh my God. Love him. Yeah, he did blow it. And I'm not going to lie. I don't usually typically like Post Malone features. Like, I don't love his song on Cowboy Carter. And I love Cowboy Carter, which, well, spoiler alert for the Daydream. But yeah, I'm a little worried about the Post Malone collab. But we'll see. We'll see. I trust Taylor. Usually. Not always with the collabs. But also, I just think it's such a hot take to be like, the album won't be good. Like, oh, okay. Let's be optimistic.
Yeah, Rowan, write back to us after the album comes out to let us know if this ends up being true or false.
Yeah, write us in. We're going to need to know. And we'll report back to the pod about your decision.
Absolutely.
A little update.
And it's okay to be wrong if you end up loving it.
I fear you will be wrong.
Remember, guys, I did not like Maroon.
That's
you can listen back. I am on the record not liking Maroon, and I like it.
I love that song.
Minds can be changed.
Yeah. All right, that wraps up our Swiftie confessions. Unless do you have your own confession?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
I already told you this, so you won't really have a fun reaction to it, but no, I
don't remember, so I might.
I spent a good bit of time, a long time, making a Spotify playlist, picking and choosing which TVs and originals I preferred.
Mm-hmm.
It is no secret that I prefer some originals, but this is the first time I have gone to the length of being like, no, I'm just going to make my own album. I'm just going to do it myself.
Yeah.
And I got to say, in retrospect, looking at that list, Fearless TV is top tier.
Oh, I've been saying that for years. It is
that
so
one
good.
Has the least amount of replacements.
Oh my God. Fearless TV. We had no idea how good we had it.
Yeah. She started off so strong.
I know. But yes, I do remember you sending this to me now, and I agree. And like I said before, I think we're confessing our Swiftie sins on this pod all the time. And yeah. I've mentioned that I want to do this, especially with 1989. That's like the only one I truly like. I can't do it. And honestly, I'm getting to that point with Red as well.
Red in 1989. Not a lot of the newer stuff for me.
Which is kind of bringing me to like my confession, and I hate to be pessimistic like Rowan, but I'm not excited for Rap TV.
I'm scared.
The way she did 1989 so dirty. I'm scared. And not only do I listen to old 1989 when I have to and old Red when I have to, I literally will be listening to Rap original version if I have to, like, yeah, no question.
I do fear that's going to be the case because this is another heavy Max Martin album.
Yeah,
and he didn't come back for 1989, neither him or Shellback.
Fingers crossed for Jack Antonoff because he was more involved on Rap than 1989.
Yeah,
but I'm scared.
Do you know what I'm most scared for?
debuted.
How is she going to recreate that, like, spot on? It's going to be slightly off, and I feel like it's going to give Uncanny Valley for a while until we get used to it. You know what I mean?
There's literally no way she can just redo that perfectly.
Yeah.
There's no way. That was, like stars aligned in that moment, because we had no idea that was even her till Miss Americana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's going to be tough. Stella the cat is staring at a blank wall, like 3 inches away from it.
She's so high.
She's very high, which I will explain in Nightmares and Daydreams.
Good for her.
Okay, well, now that we've shared our confessions, let's hop into Nightmares and Daydreams. MK, what is your nightmare?
Nightmare. I feel like my nightmares have themes. It's just like repeating by the seasons how I feel about my favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like this season of Survivor so far. Granted, at this present moment, there's been like 5 episodes. I've only watched one. I'm going to be honest. But it's because these people are boring and I don't like them. So I'll have to keep watching. I'll keep you updated. But right now, I don't like it. If there are any Survivor fans, especially like in the Discord, let me know how you feel.
Now, when the contestants are boring, do the games ever make up for that, or are even the games still boring?
Honestly, the challenges are the most boring part to me.
Okay.
Anyway. I don't think that's a popular opinion, but like I catch myself getting on my phone during the challenges.
Okay.
But I like the gameplay and the tribal council and the confessionals and stuff like that more. So if they're boring, then I'm bored.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or maybe not even boring. None of them are compelling. I think that's the problem.
That's a sick burn. Could you imagine, MK, if someone was like, MK, you're just not compelling? Oof. I think I would kill myself if someone told me that. And you just said that about how many people, how many contestants are on Survivor?
18.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sick burn.
Yeah. All right, what's your nightmare?
My nightmare is Stella the cat, because she cost me $2,000 today. I don't know if you guys...
$1,895.
Let's round up.
Okay.
2 bands. She is currently next to me staring at a wall because she's still so high. Did you guys know that it's a common trait in Siamese cats to have something called feline tooth reabsorption? Resorption? That's when their bodies just like
teeth?
Yeah, and they like break off and not all the way.
Ew.
Her gum is just like absorbing it. And she's not even like she's not a purebred Siamese cat, you guys. I adopted her from Duluth. She's just like a random cat. But she has enough in her, I guess. And they remove so many teeth today, guys. Okay, so cats have 30 teeth total. Stella has 15 now. She is Aww. 4 years old. 4 years old.
Stella's a country bumpkin.
I know. And her 2 giant front fangs, gone.
Oh, no.
Gone. And I don't know if you guys follow me on any of my personals, but she always had those suckers out because they were a little too big for her mouth. And they found this giant lesion that could be cat cancer. So they're taking that to the lab.
No.
So Stella the cat is my nightmare for stressing me the hell out this week. She's still staring at a wall. She hasn't moved this whole time. Little does she know, I have been worried sick about this 4-year-old. I will keep you guys posted. I'm sure she's going to be fine. I'm going to pay whatever it takes, regardless.
Yeah.
But, oh my God. And one more thing. May I tell a short story, MK?
Please do.
So Stella is not a good traveler. Like, she screams her head off in the cars to go to the vet. And I have to, like, fight her to get... I have to, like, call a second person to put her in her crate. It's, like, a very... She does not like the outside. And she's the sweetest cat in the world. Like, you know. You would never see her angry, ever. She's so sweet. She loves giving kisses and cuddling with strangers. But when she sees that crate, all bets are off. So the last time I went to the vet,
the vet prescribed her gabapentin, which is just like a sedative for cats. It chills them out. It's like a Xanax. So the vet was like, okay, give it to her 2 hours before her surgery. That was today. So that she'll be chill when you take her to the vet. I woke up at 6 a.m. to give her the gabapentin. She was still fighting for her life, high as hell. It was kind of funny. She tried to leap down and get away. It sounded like a box of books being dumped out on the floor. She just went thump.
No agility then, so left.
So then I scooped her up, which I would not have been able to do without the drug. So that did work. I scooped her up. I put her in her crate, which is an open top. Y'all, I'm having to palm her head like a basketball, like I'm waterboarding her to get her to get so I can zip. Like I'm like pushing. It's 2 steps forward, one step forward, 2 steps back. Like we are fighting at the ass crack of dawn, fully palming her head, pushing and pushing. And she's like, And that was her on drugs, you guys. Wow. So I think I'm going to give her 2 the next time she has to go.
Fair.
And then she still screamed in the car.
Oh, no.
Hates going places. She hates
so
the outside.
Stubborn. So stubborn.
I know. It was actually hilarious. And then on the drive back, when she was all high from the anesthesia and stuff, she didn't understand the mesh around her crate. So she kept trying to, like, walk through it. I sent MK photos of it.
She kept
trying to walk out of her crate through the mesh in the car.
She was getting
bamboozled.
She's
still staring out the wall.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my nightmare.
Maybe she's thinking happy thoughts now that she's home and high.
Yeah, and I bet she's not in as much pain because it was apparently super painful for her. And she was doing a great job of hiding it. So maybe she'll be an even happier kitty now. She was already really happy, so.
Good. Well, thoughts and prayers to Stella. We hope she doesn't have cat cancer. Obviously.
T's and P and TTPD.
Right. Okay.
Bringing
so
it
daydreams,
back.
Daydreams. Mine, I already teased a little bit, has got to be Cowboy Carter. That shit is good. It's mm-hmm. so good. And I love that it's
What's
not
your favorite?
Like, I think I have like 5 or 6. I think right now it's Alligator Tears. I really like that one.
Oh.
Or Daughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like Bodyguard, but it's not as like interesting as the rest of them, you know? It's like playing it safe.
Bodyguard's my favorite.
It is really good.
Also,
it's
Cuff It was my favorite from Renaissance. Like I love frothy Beyonce. So yeah. This tracks for me.
And that makes sense. But no, I really love the album. I like that it didn't go full on country, like Texas Hold'em, etc. I like that she played around with the idea of genre bending. I think in some of them it goes a little too far. I don't love Spaghetti. That just feels like out there for me in the middle of the album. Mm-hmm. But I like that it feels more like a campy, theatrical, Western version of country than, like, I don't want to say real country, but like what people classically think to be country. You know?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. I think country is so hard to define that it's just impossible to talk about, you know?
It is, but yeah, I like that she just like went for a very experimental, interesting.
Yeah. It's her own
sound. Yes,
yeah.
I love it, and I love the interludes of the radio.
Yeah, the radio was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's just so it's just so interesting to listen to. It's like a full experience.
Yeah,
it's great. It's great.
It's immersive.
It's immersive. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's compelling.
It is compelling. Beyonce is compelling.
Hot take.
And she covered my favorite Beatles song, so that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
My daydream is also music. 2 songs recently came out on the same day, and I love both of them. Too Sweet, Hozier. Hozier is back, baby. Now, I personally never left Hozier like the rest of y'all did. I've been listening to him this whole time. But Too Sweet is Hozier's first top 10. This is debuted at 4. This is his first top 10 debut since Take Me to Church, which came out when we were in high school, MK.
Well, good for him. That song is amazing.
I love Too Sweet.
It's
and
good.
This is like a bonus track, basically, to his last album. So super happy for that. And also, this is a daydream darling of the show. Anything she does makes it into our daydreams. Obsessed by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's
the
so good.
The music video, the fake bangs.
And I love So American,
the pageantry.
Too.
Yeah. She's done it again. She's my pop punk. She's my pop punk princess, and I love her.
Yeah, she's out here doing interesting things as well, and I appreciate her for it.
She killed
it. I like
it.
She gets
it.
A little campy too. She's so fun.
Yeah, I listened to this YouTuber Todd in the Shadows, and he ranked all of his favorite songs of last year. Spoiler alert: if you guys haven't listened to it yet, this video is a couple months old, so skip ahead if you don't want to know. Number one was Bad Idea, right? And he talked about how it's because she writes music that sounds like it's in like a really campy, fun teen rom-com. And that's why it's so good. And it's so accurate.
Yeah.
Like a she 90s hits, rom-com.
She hits the nail right on the head. Like she is going straight for it and she gets it right. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I also kind of want to loop around and like double daydream. Because I know that I will never get back to this if I don't say it now.
Okay.
But I also really, really, really love Deeper Well from Kacey Musgraves. That album is insanely good. It's so good. And she's back. She's back. Because Starcrossed was Doo-Doo Magoo. And I hated it. And I listened to like 3 songs a couple times. And the rest of it I never heard again. Like I couldn't even name more than 3 songs off that album. It was so bad.
Same.
But Deeper Well is great. She's back to her roots. She's getting folksy. It's very melancholy, retrospective, getting older. I love it. I love it so much. It's really good.
Okay. I haven't listened yet, but it is on the list. I will get there.
And like, I think for me, it's shocking that I like her so much because she's very simplistic lyrically, which I don't usually love in people. I want people to sound like Taylor Swift all the time. Like,
yeah,
I want like deep poetic lyrics, but she just says things really simply and it kind of like hits you right in the gut because you're like, you're right, and that's all you need to say.
Hell yeah. All right, well, I think that concludes this episode of Good for a Weekend. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you to everyone who submitted a Swifty confession. They were all so fun and juicy. We love hearing from y'all, and we hope you liked our confessions too.
Yeah, I think you must all really like our confessions all the time because keep listening. So thank you for that. And I also had a lot of fun at like reading these and feeling like we're not the only cynical people on earth.
Yeah.
The Weekenders.
Help Weekenders unite.
We're keeping it real.
It's hard out there in a world full of TikTok Swifties who just ooze me positivity. It's okay to be a hater sometimes.
Correct.
This is a safe space to hate.
Correct. So thank you. And if you want to continue the hating, the juicy gossip, talking about Taylor all the time, join our Discord. Link is going to be in the show notes. And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all the things at GFA Weekend.
Absolutely. And we will see you next time for the Tortured Poets Department episode.
I can't believe that's next. That's so crazy. I'm so excited.
I'm scared.